A pregnant mum fighting for life after a horror car park attack. More drama for WA nurses and celebrations for the Socceroos. It's Thursday, the 1st of December.
The West Live with Cyan Valance and Ben O'Shea.
G'day, Si. Happy
Good
December.
Good morning. Thank you so much. Doesn't feel like summer.
It's going to be Christmas before we know it.
I know.
I can't believe where this year has gone.
I have not. I think time does go faster as you get older, because when you're five, a year is a fifth of your life. And now it's what, Ben?
Not so much of a
29th of your life?
No comment. But it's, yeah, absolutely. Although it does feel like 2022 has also lasted for about 5 years.
Yeah, no, so
it's a strange kind of situation we've got going on here. And yeah. let's talk about this attack that shocked WA on Wednesday afternoon when news broke over this horrifying incident involving a pregnant mum in Carrawarra.
Ben, this one is absolutely hideous. So it happened in the car park of Waterford Plaza in Carrawarra. There was a brawl in the car park, around 10 to 15 youths, and this pregnant mum was sitting in a car, the window down, and one of the people involved in the brawl picked up a piece of concrete, threw it through the window. It's hit her in the head. Now she is in a critical condition, fighting for life in a coma at Royal Perth Hospital, and her family has said they understand her life support will need to be switched off. Her unborn baby can't be saved because it's too young, and her one-year-old son is too young to understand that he is about to likely lose his mother. And it's understood the 17-year-old who allegedly threw the concrete into the car was out on bail at the time, and there was an arrest warrant out. So it's just tragic on every level. It's one of those stories where it's just so bitterly sad.
And yeah, it's just really, really horrible. Like when this is one of those stories that, and we encounter a lot working in this job. But this one, geez, it just took your breath away. Just the tragedy of it. And we'll wait and see, I guess, now as the legal process unfolds. And now it's been another day, another drama with our nurses. They've been fighting the government for better pay and conditions, but it seems like that debate has well and truly been hijacked by issues with the union. Where are we at with all of this?
Well, it has been hard to follow the chaos, but where we're at now, so yesterday they were threatened with deregistration. That's sort of peeled back a little bit, and there has been a little bit of resolution. So the union is no longer under gag orders, and that there was no objections from the government over that. The Industrial Relations Commission obviously had threatened with deregistration, but that galvanised its membership. So now it's united them more than ever for the fight. And today, the Union Secretary Janet Ray will be meeting with the IRC's Senior Commissioner. We'll see what happens after that, but there are no plans for further strikes at this stage.
And what makes it even more interesting is we have a Labor government, right? Like the government that is supposed to be very much a hand in glove with the union movement. And so I'm sure that the Labor Party wouldn't want to see such a huge and important union deregistered, because it would mean that a lot of these workers don't have adequate representation.
Tens of thousands.
Yeah. And now, talking about the WA Labor government. So Optus and Medibank customers are pretty used to their data being taken at the moment. Well, you can now add supporters of WA Labor in the same boat, but it isn't the work of hackers. It's the state daddy's own minions doing the data harvesting. Voters' comments and likes on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram are being secretly recorded by WA Labor in order to profile them for targeted messaging. The West Australian has today revealed that WA Labor is also using dummy surveys, questionnaires and petitions to harvest information on constituents. This and other data covering everything from the voters' ethnicity, religion, occupation and political views is then entered into this sophisticated national database called Campaign Central. And so how do we know about this? Well, the database is relevant to current investigations by the WA's Corruption and Crime Commission, because it's mostly done by an MP's electorate officers who are forbidden from engaging in campaign work. So the rules are you can't spend any of your MP allowance on campaigning. That's a totally separate thing. And of course, the CCC is looking into this because of allegations made by former Labor electorate officer Sanya Spasojevic, who was dismissed from Deputy Premier Roger Cook's electorate office. So look, it seems as though hell hath no fury like an electorate officer spurned. But are you all that surprised that political parties are gathering data on us?
Absolutely not. Everyone is. No matter where you go, I just assume everyone's harvesting my data, no matter where I go. I hate it. You know, even when you buy a T-shirt, they're like, can I grab your email address to, you know, send you a receipt? I say no. Yeah. Give me a physical one or don't even give me one, you know. Everyone is stealing your data. This one is concerning if, you know, with the CCC involved. But can I just say one more thing about this story?
Yeah.
Can we put State Daddy to rest? We do not need to say that term anymore. It was not the dictionary term of the year. We don't need to say it.
You know, I only do it because I know that McGowan really doesn't like it. And so let's talk about e-scooters, though, because this has been an issue. Like, that could be the word of the year in the dictionary, right? Because we have been talking about e-scooters a lot in 2022 and never in a good way. Like, it's not about how they're great for getting around, that can solve public transport issues. It's always when somebody has either hit a pedestrian on an e-scooter or an e-scooter has been hit by a car, and it's the latter that we saw last night in Dianella.
Yeah, a 22-year-old man injured when his e-scooter collided with a car. Just before 8 last night. Doctors at Royal Perth Hospital have come out and done stories with us warning of the dangers, because Perth is not designed for them. Like, yeah, they are a great way to get around, but Perth is designed for cars and it is dangerous. And probably the most harrowing one that I've covered is that 13-year-old boy who was killed in the northern suburbs. And I will never forget talking to his parents, like, just the devastation of losing their son and his whole life ahead of them because they were just mucking around on basically toys. It's one of those things you just have to be so careful with them.
You're so vulnerable on the roads.
And just it's not up to you. It's not like the choice of the e-scooter. Like, sometimes people just don't see you.
It's a worry.
It is.
And now smoking is back on the agenda because the Albanese government is working on the biggest nicotine reforms Australia has seen in a decade. And get this, Si, so individuals, this is really quite crazy. So individual cigarettes could be printed with messages such as smoking kills. So you're pulling out your ciggy, I feel like a durry, you pull it out and it's got smoking kills written on the side of it. And it could also be manufactured in ugly colours. I don't know.
What is an ugly colour? Like
baby subjective. Poo? Baby poo brown or something?
I guess.
What a goose you'd look like if you were chuffing on a cigarette that had smoking kills.
You've already bought the packet with somebody's munted toe or lungs or eye on it. I think you know smoking kills, but you know.
And so it's all part of this new plan from Health Minister Mark Butler, who wants to reignite the fight, that was his words, pun intended, I'm sure, against nicotine and tobacco as part of the public health agenda, saying warnings and plain packaging were losing their impact. I think the stats probably say that he's right. He's also announced a crackdown on vaping due to concerns that the practice is rampant among school-aged children. Overall, I see this as pretty positive.
And the songbirds are singing like they know the score. And I'll love you like never before.
That, of course, is the Fleetwood Mac hit Songbird, and the vocals were sung by the one and only Christine McVie, who has died aged 79, according to her family. The British singer-songwriter was behind some of Fleetwood Mac's biggest hits, including Little Lies, Everywhere, Don't Stop, and You Make Loving Fun. She also had a very successful solo career with hits like Got a Hold on Me. She died peacefully at a hospital in the company of her family after a short illness. I was sad to see this story this morning, Si.
Yeah, what a voice. What a loss.
Yeah. And she probably a bit unlucky. Like, she did have one of the great voices in music, but she was also in a band with literally the greatest female rock singer of all time in Stevie Nicks. So Christine McVie probably never got the credit that she deserved. But of course, what a wonderful, wonderful career. They became one of the biggest rock bands in the 1970s and 80s. Their 1977 album Rumours was an absolute classic, sold more than 40 million copies worldwide. I got a copy of it myself. They probably also set records for cocaine use, with McVie once saying that cocaine and champagne made her perform better. Sad to see that she is no longer with us, but at least we have this incredible music.
Absolutely. And I mean, she made 79, so really, it's pretty good innings.
Yeah, and what a life.
What a life.
What a life she led.
Sport.
And Si, Aussie Socceroo fans are delirious right now, and not just from lack of sleep.
Did you expect this?
No.
Neither did I. The route to the final 16 for only the second time in history. Australia beat Denmark 1-0 overnight, and pubs across the country exploded. It's been interesting results all round because Tunisia, who Australia also beat, have beaten France 1-0 overnight. Poland has lost to Argentina. Argentina beat them 2-0. And Mexico beat Saudi Arabia 2-1. So it looks like now Australia will be playing Argentina in the next round. Interesting to see what happens. Can we do it again?
Yeah, I know, right? Well, I didn't think they were going to beat Denmark. So you never know. Argentina hasn't been as good as we've expected so far this tournament. Messi missed a penalty in that win over Poland, although, you know, in the end, they did it pretty comfortably against the Poles. Tunisia, as you say, had that famous victory over France, but it wasn't enough to make it through to the next round. And so I guess we're going to see now. Can we do it? Can the dream continue? I guess we'll wait and see.
Fingers crossed.
The Wild West.
And now, it's been a minute since we've had a royal family racism controversy.
About 5 minutes.
Yeah. That's about as long as it takes between them. And now this latest one involves Prince William's godmother, Lady Susan Hussey, who it's been alleged that she has approached a black British woman who's the boss of a charity called Sister Space and grilled her on where she was from, despite being told that she was a British national. She was born in England. She kept apparently continuing the line of questioning. Oh, yeah, but where are you from? Where are you really from? Not great.
It is 2022. That is breathtaking. Seriously, how does that happen?
Yeah. I know.
You'd have to be so removed from reality and from like everyday society to be asking these questions, especially in the positions she's in. It is breathtaking.
Yeah, pretty breathtaking. And she's also been serving as the royal consort, so Camilla's lady in waiting. So she's resigned from that post. And of course, it's pretty unfortunate timing because it comes as the Prince and Princess of Wales are arriving in the US for a bit of a tour to talk about climate crisis and whatnot. But, you know, like they're already not, you know, I guess have the best reputation in America at the moment after, you know, Meghan's comments about what they said about her baby and the colour of its skin. So I'm pretty sure most people in America think the British royal family are a bunch of colonising racists. This is certainly not going to do them any favours.
Absolutely not.
And that's your news from the West Australian for Thursday, December 1. Don't forget to subscribe to the West Live on your favourite podcast player. Si, talk to you tomorrow.
See you then.
You've been listening to The West Live with Si Anne Valance and Ben O'Shea.